Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191 A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. This Friday they have all new music happy hour going on. They've got 10% off entire stock on Fridays, free beer from Four Hands Brewery, new vinyl spinning, and they'll have brand new records coming in from Def Leppard, Government Mule, Chris Isaak, Dr. Dog, The Starting Line, Bob Dylan, Steely Dan, Stevie Ray Vaughan, The Moody Blues, Lucinda Williams, Leon Bridges, and many, many more. So get down there, check out the new vinyl, check out their local music selection they have, and pick up some great new and used tapes and CDs while you're there also. So all kinds of things going on down at Music Record Shop. Find out more information at their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock, paper, podcast, rock, paper, podcast, rock, paper, podcast,
now
with Shane.
Hi, I'm Drew.
I'm Devin.
Paul.
I'm Gene, and we're Letter to Memphis. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. And Paul, what's the name of your studio?
Blue Lotus.
Blue Lotus Studios.
That's it. Pretty. Welcome, Shane. Yeah. So good to have you here.
Man, man. It's good to be back.
Nice.
Hanging out with Letter to Memphis. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us again.
We did one of these, I forget now when I've been a little busy lately running around recording a lot of these, so I forget, what number it was, but a while back we recorded and down here, and, but we didn't have, Drew sitting in with us, but,
Woo!
Drew Lance is this the record setting or something? I've kind of lost track, man. It's been hard to keep up, too.
I forgot my kazoo, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you might have taken the new crown as most appearances on this podcast.
Oh, Rock Paper Podcast, nice. Hall of Famer.
Right? Yeah. Paul.
Take that, Gabe.
Yeah, right. And Paul's third appearance. We did, a third time recording in the basement down here.
Nice.
So, yeah, but anyway, I was ready to come back and talk to you all about you got the new record coming out, and a big release party, and so it was like exciting time, so I figured I'd catch up with you all and see what's happening. So the album, Come On Home, will be released on Valentine's Day, right? For the 14th?
That's right.
February 14th.
February 14th, Valentine's Day. It'll be available at all the record stores in St. Louis and on all the major online platforms, iTunes and Spotify and all that business. And we will be, we are having a very special release party at the stage at KDHX on Valentine's Day. So we're super excited to play the album for people, share this new music and to release this, you know, this sure. awesome album of original music out into the world. We hope that people enjoy it.
Yeah. Is the set pretty much going to consist of the whole new album? Or are we going to throw in some old favorites? Or
I think we're probably going to play mostly songs from the new album.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a common C.
Sure.
You know, I might pull out a few surprises here and there.
Yeah. And I was just down there at the stage a little bit ago. I saw Hannah Aldridge there.
Nice.
And she's fantastic. Really really great singer songwriter out of Nashville, but that was my first time in the room there at the stage. So
yeah, it's a nice venue.
Yeah, really, really cool little spot, especially for this type of field, more singer songwriter acoustic kind of feel to it. It's a great little room for that sound, and I really enjoyed. I thought they did well with her sound, and I think you guys will sound awesome in there. So
yeah, I'm excited. We'll have I don't know, I call him our personal sound man, because he kind of is. Josh Melvin runs sound at KDHX, and he's a good friend of ours, and actually helped with a lot of the mixing of this album, and he'll be running sound that night, so we're excited to be in good hands at KDHX.
Yeah,
so we can't blame it on the sound guy that night. Not that we ever do. I mean, we just want to go around.
What about the other people that are playing with you guys?
We're going to have a really sweet band. That's a very good point. Yeah, we will have obviously myself and Gene on guitar, Paul on bass, Sarah Velasquez on violin and vocals. We'll have Drew laying down beats, doing some percussion and drums. Yeah. And we'll also have the lovely Miss Natalie Huggins sitting in for about half the set or so. And she sang a little bit on the album, and she's going to play some piano parts that are on the album. And then we'll have Jake Brookman playing a couple, sitting on cello for a couple songs. So
I like that you said, or at least it sounded like you said sang, and I thought it was fun, you know, like it's just, she didn't sing, she sang it, you know, like I just think like that's the whole thing, you know, like the, you know, to the next level, like when you put for me, that's how, like all that soul into it, you know, she sang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
need that track down.
So yeah, I just that's always say the same thing too. It's fun. But yeah, no, that's that sounds a lot of fun. Some having some special guest appearances and stuff there.
Yeah, yeah, some cool musicians will be stopping by, so we're excited, and we've got some fun. So I sort of handpicked the openers, just bands that I really like, just because I'm like, if we were gonna celebrate, we gotta have, you know, some other awesome bands come join us to celebrate. So we've got two awesome local bands, John Donovan, who, in my opinion, he sounds like he's got this, like, kind of Bob Dylan feel about him, kind of, you know, electric kind of Bob Dylan feel, and just an amazing songwriter. And then we'll, and him and his whole band will be playing. And we'll also have Hazel Ra opening the night, and they're a trio with two beautiful lady singers and a banjo, and they do wonderful harmonies, and they'll just melt your heart. So yeah. It's going to be a perfect Valentine's Day show, I think. So.
Yeah, so bring your date and come out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Are you just going to have the albums available, or is there like a pay the door cost and get the album, or any kind of thing like that, or?
Somebody else
want that? Yeah, it's a $10 admission to the show, and we'll have the albums there for sale in physical form, yeah.
Right, very cool. Yeah, I know sometimes, like, I've been to a bunch of these release parties, they're always different, but it's, so it's cool, you know, one just to get it, but sometimes, like, it's certain price, they'll just get, everybody gets a copy as they walk through the door kind of deal, so it's, but yeah, no, it'd be exciting, and then, so this is the second full-length album, right?
That's mm-hmm. right, second full-length album.
Yeah. So how do we feel we've progressed since Phases? We feel any different?
Yeah, man, this album is, we feel it's very strong and a great progression. It's more so, has electric guitars on it, a lot more drums than the first record. First record was more acoustic, upright bass, etc. This record has some really nice guitar tones and Wurlitzers and great harmonies. It's genre defying. There's a lot of diversity on the whole record. If you play it from one song to the next all the way through, you're going to be in for quite a musical ride, and we feel really good about that.
Yeah,
I feel like on Phases, those songs, we wrote them, but we kind of stuck with the instruments that we were playing live, which was a lot of the more traditional folk, acoustic guitar, acoustic bass, like Paul said.
Ukulele.
There's
not really much ukulele right. on this album.
And these songs, we like wrote the songs, but like we decided what does the song need more than what do we currently like play out with. So we weren't really constrained by anything. We felt if it needed something, we added it to it. And mm-hmm. and Paul was basically jack of all trades on this. Produced and mixed a lot of it. And if he felt it needed something, he jumped up and threw it on there.
Yeah.
It was great, you know. Very a lot cool. of Wurlitzer and organ and piano and some percussion, you know.
So lap steel. Nice,
lap steel, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Piano, vocals. Yeah. Paul played like 10 instruments.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's, that sounds great. Is there any harmonica? You break out the harmonica on this one?
No harmonica. Yeah. No, that's kind of something that I like to do live and... I don't know. I need to practice more. I've been working up my guitar chops, and I played guitar on three songs on this album, and I just kind of picked up guitar in a more serious way, you know, like maybe a year ago. So, so that's been kind of an adventure for me, and yeah, just kind of I think that these songs are this collection of songs, like Paul said, as far as. You know, arrangements and the feel of the songs, you know, it really is genre defying. Like, you're going to find a lot of different kinds of sounds on there. You know, you're going to find some jazzy stuff, obviously some kind of folky stuff, a little bit of kind of country, and blues. It just kind of runs the gamut, but the songs, I think, just come, you know, I wrote a lot of the lyrics, Gene wrote a lot of the lyrics as well, and they just, you know, the songs came from our hearts. They are all, you know, derived from personal experiences, and I hope that people can kind of relate to them, there is a little bit of an underlying love theme in this album.
One of the reasons we chose Valentine's Day.
One of the reasons we chose Valentine's Day to release it. The title track is kind of about, it's about my dad. It's about kind of family love and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, there's some kind of, I guess First Goodbye is kind of about a new relationship. At the very beginning, and then there's another track on the album called Jason that is kind of about the end of a relationship. So, and then there's other things in between that are in there. There's a song at the very end of the album that's about kind of love for yourself and finding ways to make yourself a better person so that you can love more freely, you know, and more honestly to other people and give that love. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think overall, you know, it kind of goes up and down.
Because prior to this, we had some songs about relationships, but they weren't necessarily love songs. They were, like, describing some just kind of weird relationship that, you know, whether it's a romantic relationship or not, but there was just, like, weird aspects that was being described in this. And so this one, we actually have some straight-up love songs. So, mm-hmm. I mean, as cheesy as that sounds, I mean, I feel like it's an emotion that needs to be explored, so we needed to get that out there.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about, like, ups and downs. I mean, I think that's how it goes, though. Like, you know, any relationship, you're going to have highs and lows, you know, whether they're good or bad or whatever. I mean, but we all go through that with life.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that the album takes those takes on that journey, too, I think that's pretty spot on then.
Yeah. I'm excited about all the songs, you know, and the album as a whole, you know, kind of listening to it from start to finish. Yeah, I'm excited to put it out there into the world.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So what else are we looking to do with afterwards for 2016? We have any other big plans? Any, like, do you plan to do any touring at all, or?
Yeah, definitely hoping to do some touring. Yeah, Paul, talk about that?
Yeah, man. We definitely
Paul's ready to hit the road.
Yeah, we got our bags packed and waiting by the door. Moments notice, folks. Call us up. Book us anywhere.
Come
in the Continental 48.
We'll
come to you. We bring the party to you, and we're available for house parties. We want to explore many avenues, man. It's our hope. Fingers crossed that we'll get to play the Missouri Botanical Gardens Festival at the Whitaker thing. That's one of our favorite activities. So, yeah, man. Yeah. I have to tell you about something else that has happened. We have a song on the St. Louis Blues Society's compilation from 2015, which we have a copy for you as well.
Jackpot.
Yeah, man. It's called the Aletha Shuffle and has some a whistle solo, just like Phases does on that record. So it's one of 15 tracks to be featured of all different types of St. Louis blues artists that the Blues Society is promoting this year. So,
very cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
check that out.
I'm excited for the National Blues Museum to open up, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coming April 2nd. It's going to be a great thing for St. Louis. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. That's going to be huge. I'm excited to go check it out. I've seen a little bit of sneak peek stuff online, some pictures and things, but I'm excited to go experience it myself. And
in my book, that replaces the loss of the Rams.
Yeah.
I enjoy football, but, you know, the whole thing was, I'm glad the drama's over and they're out of here. And maybe, you know, St. Louis can get to, you know, manufacturing some music and stuff. And reclaim its spot as one of the top music spots in the country. Yeah?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
There's definitely enough talent in this town. You cover it yourself.
I say it a lot, that it's just it's crazy how much incredible music I've discovered just from doing. I mean, you know, I started the show. I had this, you know, kind of idea what St. Louis music was, but the show has networked out so far and led me to so many fantastic people that I otherwise might not have discovered on my, you know. So, I fully encourage anybody, music fan of any sort, to go and look at any of the old episodes because there's some serious talent in this town. So, but talking about the touring and the home shows, I think that's where it's at. I think that's a cool thing to do. I experienced that for the first time just I don't know, last summer I went to I follow this guy Kevin Gordon. He's a singer songwriter out of Nashville. Kind of got like I don't know, like a little Tom Petty ish kind of. There's some nice. Some kind of that just that Americana rock a little bit to it. And he's really great. And he was coming to town, and I have a Bands in Town app, and so I saw it, and I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, and it's at like Kelly House or something like that. And I was like, I don't know what that said. Maybe it's a new venue or whatever.
That happened to me with Bands in Town as well.
Yeah. And I found out it was actually their home. Yeah. So I shoot him an email. I guess through Facebook or whatever I did. I was trying to figure out where this venue or whatever it was, and so I can try to get tickets. And so I ended up emailing him. I was like, because I found out it was the, you know, out of their house. And I was like, well, cool. Is it all right if I go and, you know, pay the, it was like a $20 at the door kind of deal, and everybody bring a dish. So I was like, oh, I'm in. And so I sat in their living room with a bunch of their, you know, friends and fans of Kevin, I guess, and things. And in that process, I got to meeting people. We all brought a dish. We all hang out, and like Kevin did a couple songs. We took a break and ate and had some, you know, and then played a couple more and things. And, you know, it was like 30 of us sitting in a living room at their house, and it was just really a cool experience. So,
what dish did you bring?
I think I just grabbed a bag of chips or something like that. There you go. So I'll do some baking and some things, but I think it was kind of a spur of the moment kind of thing. I probably worked that afternoon and all that, and ran right to the show kind of deal. So
mine was funny, just like that. I went to go see this girl named the Gym Babe, and she's a percussionist, and obviously, you know, she plays the Gym Babe. But she plays cajon as well. And so I was like, I'm gonna go see her. If I can learn something from her, I'm going. So I took a girl with me, and it was a bona fide date. And we get there, and it's all the way out in High Ridge where I grew up. And so I know mainly where the bars are, but I hadn't heard of this bar. It was somebody's house. I show up, and it was the, the Cheeseburger in Paradise. Who's that?
Jimmy Buffett.
It was the Jimmy Buffett fan club putting on the concert. I get there, and it's all these crazy, crazy old people. And, like, we got there, and they obviously knew we weren't, you know, in their club, and they were like, come on in, here's some beer, and they were just like so accommodating, but it was the weirdest still. It was just,
I know, like, Parrotheads.
I sat down and I was just like, oh, I'm at a house, I don't know, I feel a little weird, but
that sounds
also
like
cool
that
it was
date.
Like, oh, this is the best date I could have taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I look into the places I'm going when I use Bands.
So you show up at someone's house and you're just like, what am I walking into?
If it ain't there, it's a house.
No, but house shows are cool, and it's a really great way to kind of connect intimately audiences and musicians. So
yeah
we would love to, we're currently in the process of doing some sort of regional dates booking coming up. We're definitely down to travel.
Yeah. So what would be, was that like the biggest goal then for the year, is to do that? Or do we have what would like be the dream for 2016 for it?
For this record to go huge and people to really love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carnegie Hall, man.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I have a personal bucket list, and I'm hoping 2016 could be the year for it, but one of mine is I want to go to Red Rocks and just to see a show.
I'm going to see Modest Mouse there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, very Modest cool. Mouse and Brand New.
I kicked myself for not doing it, but there was a show at Red Rocks last season, and it was JJ Gray, Mo Fro, and Michael Franti, and I was like, I love both of them. I was like, I need to go. I was like, but I didn't do it and couldn't pull it on getting there and stuff. But I have a cousin just moved to Denver area, so at least I have a couch to crash on when I do make the trip up there. So
yeah,
yeah. So that might entice me a little more this year to make it happen. So
That sounds like a good goal.
Yeah,
we'll do it, brother.
Yeah, I'm totally excited. I'm everything I've seen from Red Rocks just looks absolutely incredible, like it. So I'm excited to experience it myself, and Carnegie Hall's that for you?
Sure,
yeah.
I don't know. We just want to, you know, keep playing music and you know, to share, you know, to share music and to and just to just, you know, follow our bliss and love what we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
you know.
I think that's what it's all about. I just do this show out of love. I really thoroughly enjoy music and meeting people and stuff, so...
Yeah, we appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate what you all do. This is, like I said, I'm a fan. It's exciting for me to get a sneak peek of the record and hang out and talk to you all. February 14th, the stage at KDHX.
The door's at 7:30.
Show starts at 8. Get there early if you can, because it's awesome openers. Hazel Ra and John Donovan. And the stage, there's a cafe connected to it called Magnolia Cafe. And they will have coffee and hot chocolate and snacks and all that kinds of stuff available.
We should have them, be fun to do something like a Letter to Memphis special drink or something for the or something like that, you know.
Hell yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah, they'll have alcohol for Memphis. I should mention that. Yeah, they'll have alcohol for sale too.
Yeah.
Oh, even if it's like a tea or a coffee.
All right.
And there's a lot of fun restaurants in and near Grand Center. You know, I know it's on Valentine's Day, so if you're looking to, you know, go out to eat with your loved one before the show or something, and then go hear some, you know, a variety of lovely music, you know, please do come on by. We'd love to share our music with you. And,
we
can get your tickets online too.
Tickets are for sale.
Yeah. You go on, our Facebook page. You can find it. Katie Chex's website. It's on Ticketfly. You see it on our website as well. The venue is only about 120. I think that's what the capacity stated, when we signed the contract. So, you know, that's pretty small, so, you know, it might not be a bad idea to look into getting some advance tickets.
Yeah. We took my wife to see Heart at the Fox and a little while back, and we got there early because we went down there for dinner and didn't quite take as long as, you know, everything I had imagined. And kind of, so we had some time to kill, so we went into the cafe and she had a cappuccino or coffee or whatever. I don't remember, but I don't do coffee. It's just not for me. But I think I had a Fitz's root beer, I believe, which was delicious.
Nice.
But yeah, that's a cool little cafe, and like I said, the stage is a neat room. So that'd be a cool night. But I definitely should talk to him about some kind of cool drink for the night, a Letter to Memphis special or something like that. That'd be fun.
Drinking,
Irish car bomb. No, that doesn't make any sense. That's just what I would want. Just kidding.
I want a Letter to Memphis, please.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hey, wait, this is just water. That's all they drink.
Yeah.
That's all we drink. Right. That's kind of boring. So, Irish car bomb it is.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Jaeger bomb.
Think about it. the album and try to drive something.
Yeah. We got
what's a Memphis drink? What's a drink you'd have
in
Memphis?
I'm going to do some research. I got time.
But yeah, we got to figure that out.
I mean,
it could be like a peanut butter and bacon drink. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. We need, anybody know any good baristas?
I do. I know very good baristas.
Devin's a former barista.
I've been a barista in the past.
I see what you did there.
So I threw this picture of you all online on my Facebook and asked them if they had any questions for you.
Oh.
So we got a couple of them in here. And,
fan questions.
Yeah, these are directly from the fans.
Nice.
What fans?
Matt asked, why don't you just email Memphis? So, yeah, I'm sure you guys get that kind
of... Well, we tried, but the server's down. The server's down. Do it the old-fashioned way. IT's really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're barely back.
Yeah, I think it's more personal to send a letter. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. Email is so 2016.
Right.
And I'm just kind of old-fashioned.
You can put your emojis in there if you email them. You got to hand draw your emojis.
Yeah, you mean that's the extra special touch when you hand draw emojis.
Exactly. Especially we should the pile be happy that we're sending a letter, not explosion. An email. It's more personal. Okay.
Yeah, Matt. It's more personal.
Yeah, Matt.
I'm sure you guys get that kind of stuff though. Like,
we get a lot. A lot of inquiries about our band name.
Yeah,
a lot.
I forget if we went over it or not the first time or not, but. Do you care to set the record on the band name and stuff, where all that started, where it came from?
Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe we had talked about it last time, but yeah, it's really just a Pixies song title, a Pixies song that we like and that I thought the name was cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we started out, and I think that we still got... It's a little element of blues in our music, and so I thought it's kind of a double. It's like you've got your, you know, you've got Pixies, and then you've got blues. It's like, right, Letter to Memphis.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that we really sound that much like Pixies or blues.
But. Yeah.
But I mean, like Stax Records and all that stuff, it's a huge influence on, you know, me growing up and even now. So, I mean, just that connotation was like, yeah, Memphis music, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
So, I had my vote right away.
Sure. I saw Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats a little bit ago at the Ready Room, and I didn't realize it until I bought his vinyl, but that he's on Stax Records, and so it was cool to see that there's a newer artist on the radio representing Stax Records and everything, cool. hasn't quite happened in a while, so... Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting, but yeah, I'm with you, man. Stax was some good stuff.
Yeah.
Next one was why you just stopped at one letter, but I guess we covered that too.
Yeah, that's our old, you know, getting called letters to Memphis.
Yeah.
Quite often, you know, it's an easy mistake, I understand.
People really want our band name to be Letters to Memphis. Yeah. They really want it to be, and it's not. It's just one letter. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I think it's because the band Letters to Cleo has just gotten out of everybody's mind at this point. It's like they're back there. And it's like,
I don't know.
They think that we're the ones taking over the Letters category, and it's just not the case.
Yeah.
Badgers.
Just one letter.
Just one letter.
It's funny how many people, for me, say... Rock, Paper, Scissor podcast. I'm like, close, but yeah. I don't know where...
So you feel our pain.
It's a podcast directly. All we do is talk about Rock, Paper, Scissors and debate.
We play, you know, heated battles of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
And you have a commentator because, you know, crazy. It is audio only. Yeah. You can't actually see the action. So.
We debate theory and, you know...
Technique. But yeah, as far as the band name and, you know, names in general, you know, what is a name?
Yeah.
It's just something to refer to you by. It's whatever. It's really
right.
Nothing. My name is Devin, but my name could be anything, you know?
Yep.
Could be Sarsaparilla.
Hey,
could be.
Should be.
It's my new name now.
Sarsaparilla.
Mm-hmm. Call you Sassy for short.
Sassy Sarsaparilla, it's a new stage name. The indie folk princess, Sassy Sarsaparilla.
What stage are you talking
what?
About?
The stage at KDHS.
The stage at Polk.
Yes.
In her Burlington dress.
Did you, you said you had some questions.
I think I was lying.
Well, you're the new guy. You gotta, you know,
come on.
Properly vet us.
Yeah, Drew,
what
questions do you have? Drew's only been playing with us for like a couple weeks now.
I don't know. I How did we meet? That's a good question. How did we come across? I know how we met, but how did we meet?
Because we drew that because you played with them with Ian.
Okay, yeah.
And we came to see you all play with Ian.
So that.
Yeah, and then like, we were playing a show. We're friends with these. So Drew plays with like all the cool bands, including like one of my very favorite local bands, The Good Deeds. And I feel like what had happened was we were playing a show with it was Letter to Memphis and The Good Deeds. And Ruth Acuff.
Oh, yeah, and Ruth.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful show that was.
Yeah.
And I think that I was like, you know, man, we don't, he's already going to be there. You know, we should just see if he wants to sit in.
That's what it was.
And we did it.
Okay.
And then,
it was a delight.
And then now he's going for the trifecta. Now he's playing with Ruth, too, so.
Yeah.
You know, right? If we played that show again, you would be playing.
You wouldn't get a beer break.
No, I would
people would be able to bring him, too.
Well, Drew would be fine with that, though, because Drew loves to play the music. So that's what we love about Drew.
He plays with such joy. Yeah. That's great.
I do. Very
happy.
Nice. All right. Well, I guess we'll look to close this out. Again, February 14th, that's a Sunday evening. Get your tickets to come see Letter to Memphis at the stage at KDHX.
I know it's a Sunday night, but it's not that late, so.
Yeah, it's a holiday. It's a celebration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Shane, thank you so much, brother, for all you do. Rock on.
Oh. Yeah, rock podcast on. Rock, paper, scissors podcast
Shane.
On. Yeah.
Shane.
Paper podcast, rock, right? That's what we did last time.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So you guys played a couple of songs live. We got Last Goodbye.
First Goodbye.
Or First Goodbye, yeah, sorry.
Last Goodbye is coming on another album.
Yeah,
that's when they've had enough of each other.
What is there's somebody's song, Last Goodbye. I can't think now. Mm. Anyway. First Goodbye, I'll edit that out in post, don't worry. I have that technology. and then Come On Home, the title track.
That's right.
So stick around to hear those tunes. And we wanted to play one from the album?
Absolutely. Right. Yes. Check out Anthem of a Wanderer.
Anthem of a Wanderer, all right.
It's got a little bit of almost like psychedelic in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of a...
Choir. All right.
It's an acquired taste.
We hope you acquire the taste very well.
So take a listen to those. Come out, buy the album. Physical copies available the 14th.
Yes.
Find Letter to Memphis on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Lettermemphis.net.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll say one more thing, though. There was still... a chance to pre-order the album if you want.
And
if you do that, like anything you order out of the store, we got a lot of cool things on there, like, you know, bundles with t-shirts, some signed copies of CDs, handwritten lyric sheets, framed art prints, stuff like that, of the cover art. But everything you order on there comes with the digital download already, and you get that a week ahead of time. You get that on the 7th.
That's all at Pledge Music.
PledgeMusic.com/project/Letter to Memphis.
Right.
Or you can find the links on our website, Facebook, all that. It's all on there.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Woo!
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
Woo!
Man.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Come on home. You find something. The roof is on fire with smoke-filled desire, and they can't get out cause it's over their heads. The sun hangs its crown as the dark creeps around, but stars they ignite in the weary sunset. Speed and time and fingers intertwine. There's no escape from the deep of his stare. So she bats her eye and lets out a long sigh. The palpable air, thick and rich without care. And ceases, addicts control increases. Consequences don't apply until they've said their first goodbye. She feels inclined to show all her designs that hang from the doorframe right next to her. Doesn't know, so he smiles just for show. But he's hanging on to her every last word. Palpable air, it has followed them there, but it moves aside as they commence their dance. Boundaries dissolve as their bodies resolve. They won't get out cause they're not in their head.